Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Byron Brown. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ellsworth. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ellsworth. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. And now, play ball. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Justy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. Phillips moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morgan for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth strikes out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks fields the ball and throws to Ellsworth covering. Safe. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy bunts towards the mound. Ellsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0-for-0 in the game. Justy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Ellsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellsworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Ellsworth moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger scores. Ellsworth moves to third. Phillips moves to second. It's 2-1, Astros. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Ellsworth. The throw to Justy covering the plate. The slide. Ellsworth is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellsworth fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ellsworth. Jackson moves to third. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground that hits Jackson. Jackson is out and Wynn is safe at first. There goes trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hundley for a passed ball. Wynn moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo strikes out. There goes Williams. The throw from Bateman to second, and Williams is out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Phillips is chasing the ball. Staub rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Astros. Carl Warwick now playing center field. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Justy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Connors now pitching. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Warwick who is chasing the ball. Morgan reaches third base with a triple. Justy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Astros. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Morgan scores. 2 outs. It's 6-1, Astros. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Astros. Billy Heft now pitching. Jim Gentile pinch hits for Felix Mantilla. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte now playing first base. Bob Lillis now playing third base. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte is called out on strikes. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bateman hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Billy Heft. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aspromonte scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Warwick moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Nicholson throws the ball into Jackson, who tags Williams trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Warwick scores. Beckert moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-2, Astros. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-4, Astros. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 4. The Astros will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins now pitching. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Justy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Warwick. Justy reaches second base with a double. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 8, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 4. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.